Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us here on the show is former Big Ten standout, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Denver Broncos, and a member of the Big Ten Network, our friend Howard Griffith. What a great day to talk to Howard after yesterday's announcement by the Big Ten. Howard, good morning. How are we doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, man, and I am really happy that you're with us today because you always provide really good context and understanding for our questions about the Big Ten and college football in general. And yesterday, the Big Ten obviously was the first power conference to say no fall football. What do you think was the breaking point to where the conference said, we can't do this?
I don't know that I could answer that question because I wasn't in the meetings with those presidents. But you have to think that they got more medical evidence that said that there was just too much unknown out there to try to play. And that's what Commissioner Warren talked about. He didn't get specific yesterday, but you have to believe that's ultimately what happened. And, you know, I don't think for one moment that people, you know, made that decision very lightly because, you know, it obviously affects the student body that is out there trying to perform and been working hard to get ready to play their seasons, and that's been taken away from them. So there has to be something that they saw either was not going to get better or was going to get worse, and they felt that was going to put the risk of the student-athlete in harm's way.
Do you think that unknown is the report that we've seen of the link to myocarditis, which is the inflammation of the heart muscle that Big Ten presidents, chancellors, the commissioner all felt like they could not take a risk of long-term damage to an athlete's internal organs like a heart, and that was something that scared them too much?
It very well could have been. Like I said, you know, I wasn't in those meetings and I haven't heard necessarily, but there is a little bit of correlation there to the timing when these things started to come out and the timing of this decision. So something significant happened. There's no question with that. And listen, I know that, you know, people are upset that the, you know, games have been canceled and the season has been canceled, but, you know, you still have to be able to look out for the student athletes. And, you know, then now people are bringing up the argument of, well, the regular students are back on campus. And that's not necessarily so. They're doing some remote learning. It's just not that everyone in the Big Ten is back in in-person classes. So there's a lot of misinformation there as well. I think we just have to continue day by day to take this pandemic. I think we knew that things changed on an hourly basis. And unfortunately, it came to a point where the presidents felt that they no longer could move forward and needed to make the shift and try to see if it was feasible to play a spring football season.
Howard Griffith, Big Ten Network, joins us this morning on the show. We'll talk about that spring possibility in just a few moments, but Nebraska wants to still play football. And the commissioner, Kevin Warren, was asked, can Nebraska play football this fall if the Big Ten doesn't? And he said, no, if they want to be a member of the Big Ten, they cannot play football. Do you think Nebraska would challenge membership in the conference to go out and try to play a fall football season?
You know, you may on the surface want to challenge it. I don't think at the end of the day, it's a challenge that you ultimately are going to be able to move forward with. And I get that, You know, they want to continue to try to play and do the best thing and fight for their student athletes. I get that. But I think at the end of the day, if you're going to be a part of the conference, you're going to do what the conference is doing. And to try to buck the system, I know that, you know, people are going to try to do that and want to do it. But I don't think it ultimately is probably in their best interest long term.
So that spring football concept, we just opened up this hour talking about it. And I understand if you feel about football in traditional terms. Well, you can't put student athletes playing 12 games of the spring and 12 games of the fall under mm-hmm. that type of physical duress. But isn't there a solution here where you could play a shortened spring season, let's say it's 8 games, in a shortened fall season, another 8 games, and find a happy medium? Isn't there a way to, with 85 players in a roster, limit total snaps over the course of a season to be able to figure out a solution here? I mean, is it totally implausible to think that you can find a safe way to play some spring football and some fall football?
It's going to be difficult. I think there's a path. But I think you mentioned a couple things. You talked about the 85 scholarships, right? I think that you definitely are going to have to help with the 85 scholarships. That may go up to 95 or 100 because you're going to have guys that are going to be coming in that have already committed. And you also don't know what the NCAA is going to say. Are they going to grant everyone an extra year? Now, just because they grant them an extra year doesn't mean that institution has to necessarily honor that. They're just saying that student athlete has another year of eligibility. You saw that happen with a lot of the spring sports. Wisconsin was one of the schools that said, well, I don't think, you know, I'm glad you guys got an extra year, but I don't think we're going to be paying for, you know, our student athletes that got that extra year. As far as the scheduling is concerned, you know, I think it's a way to make it happen, but I think you need to adjust the calendar for maybe a minimum, in my mind, of 2 years to make things work, because you have spring ball that's crunched inside of there. And then another question is, do the student athletes really want to attempt to play in the spring when we still don't know where the virus will be and what's happening from that perspective? There's so many more questions that come up that have to be, I think, researched and kind of figured out before they can really do it. And I think you heard the commissioner say, well, it's time for us to start looking. That's going to be big. I mean, eligibility is going to be huge, because I think as we continue to get closer to a season, whether the ACC, SEC, Big 12 still stay involved, you know, you're still in a situation where there's a chance that the season, there are going to be some stops in the season. And kids are giving up a total year eligibility for the opportunity to play in a season that may be shortened anyway.
Howard Griffith joins us from the Big Ten Network. Maybe give us some context on what missing a football season means, not only monetarily, but what it means for an athletic department, what it means for a university. Because let's just say there isn't a 2020 football season. What does that mean for Ohio State, Wisconsin, Michigan, et cetera, and the rest of these Big Ten schools?
Well, you know, our traditional blue bloods are going to weather the storm. It's no doubt about it, but it's still going to be difficult. You're still talking about, you know, $90 to $100 million. The Badgers are already on, Barry Alvarez has already mentioned it'll be $100 million for them or more, maybe $140 million if there's no football, which right now that's where we are. So it's going to be devastating for athletic departments, for universities, for communities. You look at a place like Penn State, where on any given Saturday, I mean, that place is rocking. There's not a hotel room for 50 miles. The restaurants, are packed. All the people that are working in those industries, it is going to be devastating. And it's not going to be something that is just going to repair itself or bounce back in 1 year. This is going to, I believe, have some very devastating effects for athletic departments, for personnel that they're going to be able to keep, the way they've been operating, it's going to be huge. You look at the Big Ten Network. I mean, this is going to affect everything. And it's unfortunate that we've gotten to this point, but now I think it's time we have to start dealing with the reality, and that's as the Big Ten Conference and the Pac-12, that reality started yesterday. So it's going to be difficult, but ultimately, I think you have to try to do what's best for the students.
Final question: are there people in the Big Ten that are worried that the SEC, the ACC, and the Big 12 are going to play football, and they're going to be on the sidelines wishing that they had not canceled the season?
I think human nature says that you would be worried, right? Human nature, because of what the optics look like. But at the end of the day, if you trusted the medical people and the organizations that were helping you and guiding you through this, that's where you have to lean. But there's obviously going to be – this is what today is really all about, right? Because those other conferences are pushing forward. They're saying they're pushing forward. Their medical staffs and advisors are telling them they can push forward. And the Big Ten and the Pac-12 have said, no, we can't do it. The MAC has said, no, we can't do it. So there's going to be some second guessing that takes place. But I think at the end of the day, you still have to go out and trust the people that you put in place and that you chose to lead you through this process to see what is going to happen. We don't know. But it would be devastating, obviously for Big Ten fans to see other – and student athletes to see other conferences that are able to play. And then the question is, if they're able to play and they're playing safe, it's going to have some huge effect.
You and I are usually joking around, having a good time, talking about football on the field. I know today is not one of those days, but I really appreciate the time because you're a reasoned, incredible voice, and I think people really appreciate hearing from you and people like you to get a lay of the land. So I really appreciate you finding time for us today, Howard. You were the perfect guest to have on today to explain everything. Thanks so much always for making time for us, and I really appreciate it this morning.
Well, thanks a lot. Anytime, and stay safe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.